shortfalls.
We've got a dry night tonight and dry too tomorrow. It's going to be mostly dry Wednesday. Early morning tomorrow, not as cool as last night. It's starting off in the 60s. For the afternoon tomorrow, partly cloudy. Cloudy at times, the low to mid 80s. More clouds Tuesday night. Clouds to partly cloudy Wednesday, but dry. 60s in the morning, go to an afternoon high into the mid 80s. Rain chance coming back a little bit by Thursday, but only a slim chance. Otherwise, a bit more clouds. Possible afternoon storm with a high into the mid 80s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. A My Social Security account allows you to access your earnings history and benefits information, request a replacement Social Security card, get a proof of income letter, estimate and apply for benefits, and more. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Hey y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans at 7 p.m. on Mondays. Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover, Mondays at 7 p.m.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
and the whole world smiles with you,
smiles with you.
And when you're laughing,
when you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing,
when the sun comes shining through,
shining through.
When you're crying,
when you're crying,
you bring on the rain, stop your sighing, won't you be happy again?
Happy again
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling.
Keep on smiling,
keep on smiling,
and the world will smile.
Yes, and of course, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hoover with another episode of The Beat Exchange, and we are going to 7 o'clock starting in May. So WGSO, it's Community Voice of the Crescent City, so we're going to try and get to a lot of things. You know, might do the same promo, though, about witnesses becoming victims, because that's going to remain to be the theme of the Beat Exchange. And so Justice Clarence Thomas called out the Supreme Court for inconsistencies on abortion and homicide for minors. And so you need to read that article. I found that one on the Blaze. It popped up. And then Sotomayor blasts Kavanaugh's decision on juvenile life sentences. It's sort of like the same thing. But the second chances shouldn't be given at sentencing when you murdered somebody. Second chances come in after you're in the correction system and you show that you rehabilitated yourself. But you see, Marxist and communist on the Supreme Court bench, that's Sotomayor and Kagan, they believe that everything should be done at the same time. Nope, you got a victim in the middle of everything that y'all forgetting about. So you're supposed to be dealing at the sentencing on what the person did to the victim. So they treat it as if the person who is being held accountable for the crime is the victim. You know, like they do with the Black Lives Matter and Antifa. And so, you know, there's lots of stories, that lots of information that goes around with the different things involved. Mass destruction, acts of mass destruction, that's no good for any community, but that's what they allow to happen. And, you know, justice for Nirmala Henry, we're going to be dealing with that forever till we get results. And so that's a lady, that a young mother, 19 years old, mother of a four-month-old daughter, who they allowed to die in St. Bernard Parish Prison without her medicine. She kept telling them there's medicine. So eventually I'm going to have on my WGSO webpage the cameras from in the facility, and you could see how these police officers are treating her. So that was allowed by the top dogs. And so how did they escape prosecution? So we're going to find out, because at the time there was something else going on where they needed it to be quiet to keep people from talking to federal authorities when they were investigating that case in 2014. And what happened, they staged a gang stalking incident upon me in Orleans Parish, where they knew I would be at a funeral. And same thing, Tora Clark from the NOPD, dirty hall with a badge and a gun. 9 days after the incident, where she would only put one person's name in the police report, but there were five other people involved. They could all be identified by name, but I didn't have their addresses. So within hours, that played into St. Bernard, because Melanie Gautreau went and filed a protective order against me on a phony assault charge that she filed in Orleans Parish, but yet she's pitching it to Sanborn, this sicko skunk in St. Bernard Parish, pitching it to him as if it happened in St. Bernard. But this is the woman that threatened my mother and I in the hospital when my mother was beat to a living pulp because the Brunos forced her to sign documents to cover up their bank theft schemes that they blamed on me and the people with the studio. That's what the Charbonnets and Phil Whitman needed. So they're the long arms of the abusers. These are the people that were covering up so they can get that paper from my mother. My mother tried to call my sister because she found out that it was kept from her, that she had a fifth great grandchild born. And she got beat up trying to call to see about her daughters. But you see, that's the faces of the Charbonnets that people don't know and they don't want to see. But I have a right, when I go before a judge on a phony baloney protective order, to see what is submitted to the court of people accusing me of things, statements and affidavits. But you see, when the Charbonnets are involved, they pay off judges with drug money. Reputed Canadian drug trafficker Daniel Lanois, turned record producer and known pedophile. They cover for that too. So this is what Mr. Whitman does. To cover his tracks of what he needed out of the warehouse that was music recordings that were not theirs, but that they know are worth money going on the bootleg market. So in the process of setting up the gang stalk and the gang assault that went into Judge Desiree Charbonnet's court within 9 days, probation officer calls me up. A probation officer, I've never been on probation in my life, calls me up, said I need to get to court or the judge is going to arrest me. Said, what crazy judge has the nerve to call me up and give a message like that to me? Deliver a message like that to anybody? I said, I'm 64 years old. I just got assaulted. I got 4 open surgical wounds and one of them busted. I'm not going anywhere. And she says, no, you better get to court because the judge said she will arrest you. I said, who's the judge? Desiree Charbonnet. Well, after they found out I was going to public integrity, independent police monitor with the Inspector General's Office of New Orleans, and she stepped off the bench. But we're going to see whether that's moot and it stops for what they did to my mother. We're going to see. It's in the cover-up stage, has been for a while, and this is what they were doing to me so I wouldn't talk to the feds about what they were doing to Namala Henry, because the feds were after him for information about that. How did this happen? So Sanborn, through Melanie Gautreau, who made money off the drug trafficking, she submits the statements and the affidavits to the court. So I'm not allowed to see what they submitted to the court that Mr. Whitman's now using with Archbishop Amen and Deacon Tully, two crooked priests. You're crooked. A medical kidnapping is a medical kidnapping, period. You don't legalize it. Don't matter. Hey, the Pope blew up the church over the weekend by putting a naked picture of Jesus coddling Judas. He's got that in his office behind his head anytime somebody's dealing with him. Naked Jesus. What the hell is that? So they figure he's going to be going with, you know, a church of Judas, you know, because everybody, you know, needs to be forgiven. Then the next thing the article says, and you can find it in WorldNet Daily, that they'll be doing a church of Satan.
Edwards Mortgage Group, the Maison Collective, NOLA Title Group, and ARC Insurance Consultants are the ones to call on for all of your home needs. Whether it's mortgages, closing, sales, or insurance, they take care of your home needs, and now they've come together to help take care of the needs of our beloved New Orleans music community by partnering with Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a free webcast live from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge, that features New Orleans musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans that have been impacted by COVID-19. You can join in the funky fun time by simply going to www.funkyuncle.live every Friday night at 7 p.m.
Coming to the Funky Uncle Lounge April 30th, it's Corey Funktet. And on May 7th, Naughty Professor.
For more information on how you can support Fridays from the Funky Uncle, go to funkyuncle.live.
We understand during this time it is crucial that your customers feel safe coming to your business. Sir Speedy can help with signs and barriers to promote personal safety. From window and floor graphics to sneeze guards and branded face masks, we can help. Sir Speedy New Orleans, together we can do more. Find us on the web at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com or call us at 504-586-9812.
Hey folks, it's Jeff Pruer.
And Mimi Owens.
Our show, He Said, She Said, is moving on up to a new time.
On Mondays at 5 p.m.
Right here on WGSO.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
The Terrence Louisiana Jones Gum Bar is here once again every Saturday at WGSO 990 AM from 1 to 2 p.m.
WGSO 990 AM has recently become recognized as an official 501c3 nonprofit organization capable of accepting tax-deductible donations. So, in commemoration of our 75th anniversary, the station is launching a 75 for 75 campaign with the goal of raising $75,000 in 2021. The funds that are raised will be dedicated to help the station fulfill our broadcast mission and satisfy any equipment needs that arise. These donations are especially important because, unlike most radio stations in New Orleans, WGSO is independent, locally owned and operated, and not part of a national broadcasting conglomerate. To donate, go to WGSO.com and click on the Donate button on the front page. Help us to continue to be the community voice of the Crescent City.
Play the whole thing. Oh, God. oh yeah, y'all, I like that song, so I'm playing different versions of I Don't Want to Know About Evil. I get triggered. Only because I sat with the grandmother of the child of Namali Henry for a couple hours before I came on the show. So we have some missing pieces that we're going to be working on. So look, y'all, we have an auction that's going on. Nathaniel Scott, who does the tours, you know, the Congo Square tours, and he's got an All-American tour and stuff like that. He has two of his walking canes that are in the auction. And also, we have permanent makeup gift certificates at auction for permanent makeup from Brianna at Enough Tattoo. She so check out those auction items. She used to work with surgeons that did reconstructive surgery, and so that's her background before she started doing commercial tattoo industry. But she's highly published, so you in tattoo magazines, so you'll be getting a good artist for your permanent makeup. So the permanent makeup consists of three 3D eyebrows, and I've seen some tattoos with three that are 3D. It's incredible. And eyeliner and the lip line, and of course you can go for the full color lips. But so that's, look into that. It's a new shop in Araby, actually. And don't forget about our seeing Reverend Sturgis with his detailing, car detailing. It's all hand stuff. And that's in Araby, too, on West Judge Perez Drive. So those are two new sponsors to the Beat Exchange. And we're going to have more sponsors to the Beat Exchange. We also have the Fry and Buy on is it St. Claude? It's 7007 St. Bernard Highway. St. Claude is where it goes to St. Bernard Highway at the Trist Building. It's a beautiful restaurant, and the food is unbelievable. It's something they wore down in the Ninth Ward, but they moved to Araby. And so it's right across the street from, like, the Araby marketplace, the old Araby marketplace. So, and we still, you know, go after corruption in St. Bernard, even though we like these businesses, and that's a little community of artists, and the Reverend, you know, he'll be doing some spiritual pieces for me, you know, so people don't think I'm so connected from the spirit. I'm not. I'm tired of the pedophilia being covered up. And, you know, I mean, the best time for us to find out who all the pedophiles were in the courts and, you know, prosecutors or, you know, defense attorneys or these screwball attorneys that prey upon the elderly, they hire people that are thugs to get what they want. They hire people to get what they want out of the elderly, the infirmed, and the disabled. And then they cover up any time the elderly person or the disabled person or the infirm person has to go to the hospital for medical attention for acts of violence. They usually say that they fell down, you know. But you see, the nurses at St. Bernard Parish Hospital, they knew this woman was a known violent offender that preys upon the elderly. When my mother hit the hospital, beat to a living pulp, I found out from a neighbor. My brother didn't bother calling me or his wife or my sister, you see. You know, because they didn't want us to know that Mama was getting beat up. So this is the type of brother I have, just like Bunny has a son, just like my brother. They both acted up at the same time. It's the same lawyers behind the game. Whitman from the Stone Pigman Law Firm and the Charbonnets. They're trying to cover up the white collar crimes. They think they're going to get me to sign a paper for money. Are you kidding me? No, I want prosecutions. And I will get them. Because y'all want to cover up an identity theft ring out of running out of St. Bernard for decades. Decades. These people have serious arrest records under different aliases for elderly abuse. And nobody, I don't care how long it takes, you use a phony ID in my name to drain bank accounts and safety deposit boxes. You gotta be kidding me. Y'all are crazy. Y'all are crazy people. But they pass themselves off as nice people in society. I mean, you know, she just wanted to be her own lawyer. She just didn't know the law. No, I know the law. You broke it. Seriously. Y'all a bunch of thugs. The police departments all over the country. If there's thugs on the police department, it's like it's because of attorneys like the Charbonnets and Whitman and the Stone Pigman Law Firm. Cecilia Woodley. They stomped on my foot for a hearing. I was walking with a cane at the time they did this. But that's to show me, you know. Then I find out from other lawyers that see this, them doing this. They do this to all kind of people to get cases dropped. Really? Well, when they were beating me up one time and I had my hands behind my back, I didn't take the beating because I like to get beat up. They would have killed me if I would have defended myself. It was all set up. That's why they covered up that Lawrence Ruiz, their serial sexual predator, who's also a serial killer with his mother. They killed my mother's friend. Yeah. And they ain't going to do nothing for me saying anything about it because I'll prove it. Just like the unsolved murder in the house behind us. So these same people that pulled a weapon on my mother and I in our own house telling us how it's going to be because they had my brother's trash wife willing to cover up for him because she used the Salvo and Bigelow and the Charbonnets and Phil Whitman to make up phony baloney documents on a succession filing so she can funnel off what she wanted to own from my father's estate. And then we just had a weapon in our face when we found out about it. And they threatened my mother the entire way. So here we are. I said, when they were beating on me, if I ever get back on the air, I'm going to blow up your whole game and identify everybody in it.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hi, I'm Clay.
And this is Huck.
Join us for Liberty or Lockdown.
Thursday at 5 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805 805- 423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
Hey, Tracy, you know what I'm thinking about buying our friends for the holidays?
No, what?
Bar2Go, a compact case that allows you to travel virtually anywhere with your 50-milliliter liquor bottles. Choose from top grain leather, which can be debossed, or heavyweight canvas, which can be embroidered. Custom work is welcome. Bar2Go can be found at www.thebar2go.com. And just like our favorite spirit, it's made in the USA.
Well, that sounds like a plan. Can you get me one, too?
Of course, Tracy. Don't forget www.thebar2go.com.
Hi there, Cindy Clark here. Join me Mondays at 7 for Dinner Time Table Talk about good food, goodwill, and good news. Brought to you by Parrish Coffee. Hashtag wake up to Parrish.
Brian Diaz with the NOLA Drink Show. Join me as we explore the world of drinking food in New Orleans and beyond. Mondays from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on WGSO. Exclusive content at NOLADrinks.com. Cheers, y'all.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. The search continues for the seven crew members of the Secor Power that remain missing after the commercial lift boat capsized nearly 2 weeks ago in the Gulf of Mexico. United Navy Cajun volunteers have recovered hard hats and life jackets that say Secor Power. Ronnie Adams from the reality TV show Swamp People says they have dozens of boats searching and the United Cajun Navy is accepting donations.
The United Cajun Navy, guys, we can use it to fuel these planes, these boats, anything. Give closure, please.
New Orleans Senator Troy Carter defeated fellow Democrat Karen Carter-Peterson in Saturday's runoff to represent the state's 2nd congressional district. JMC Analytics pollster John Cuvion says it was the white vote that gave him the victory, and even though it's a predominantly Democratic district, Carter will have to advocate for conservatives in his district also.
Even considering the fact it's a liberal district, because their strong vote enabled him to win by as big of a margin as he did.
Voter turnout overall was 17% LRN.
Okay, secure the vehicle and check the perimeter. I'll be back in 5.
Yes, sir.
May I help you?
I have an order slip here for a money transport.
I'm sorry, a what now?
My boss told me to come here and pick up a money transport. He wrote it right here, see? Stacked cash.
Oh, you mean Stacked, the new family of games from the lottery.
I do not copy.
Stacked, the new instant win games from the lottery. You could win up to $200,000, and each of them are loaded with special prize amounts.
Get Stacked today by playing the Stacked family of games from the lottery, loaded with cash prizes. Win up to $200,000.
Look alive, we've got valuable cargo here, son.
How many stacks today, sir?
All of them, son. I got them all.
Pick up the Stacked family of games today. Win up to $200,000. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis of Rev Auto Detailing. Rev Auto Detailing Service takes complete care of your detail needs. Our motto is restore every vehicle. We offer full details, shampoos, compound, waxes, and polishes. Rev Auto Detailing is open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Our phone number is 504-377-9755. Our monthly contracts include unlimited hand washes. Come see us at 7341 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, Louisiana.
Hey, Tracy, you know what I'm thinking about buying our friends for the holidays?
No, what?
Bar2Go, a compact case that allows you to travel virtually anywhere with your 50-milliliter liquor bottles. Choose from top grain leather, which can be debossed, or heavyweight canvas, which can be embroidered. Custom work is welcome. Bar2Go can be found at www.thebar2go.com. And just like our favorite spirit, it's made in the USA.
Well, that sounds like a plan. Can you get me one, too?
Of course, Tracy. Don't forget www.thebar2go.com.
WGSO, across the Gulf South, a great new way. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
I don't want to know about you. I only want to live out. I don't need to know anything about me.
Thank you.
course, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. And so we go through quite a bit here on the Beat Exchange. But we do get phone calls with people saying that they did have problems with the judiciary system in Orleans and St. Bernard. So this isn't anything new. I'm going to actually help the legal industry, where they have been trying to get complaints on judges to be made public for decades. And the public should know about some of the things these crazy people were doing, especially Judge Ramsey when she was on the bench in CDC. Terry Love, a stone thug, but it's a Montreal thug, so we all got to go along with it, even when she gets off the bench and wants you to cover up a game she's pulling with Attorney Richard DePlancha, that got a nice payoff through Karen Brady to manage a band for playing along. He got caught using somebody else's x-rays in deposition. So Judge Love was going to help him cover it up, because Dr. Roy Buchwald contributes to her campaign. That's what she said. And so she said she would do anything for Dr. Buchwald. She helped him cover up all the statues, his theft of the statues from our historical cemeteries. They had a handwritten note in his handwriting when he'd go shopping during the day, Dr. Buchwald. Shopping during the day in our cemeteries, and then go steal the statues that he wanted delivered to his house after 12. Yeah, all the judges got involved, you know, for the payoff, because they had blood money around. And y'all know what I mean by that. So Bagnaris, he could do anything he wants. He could go into the state court registry under and with Judge Love under two different company names for the one same debt. Two different case numbers, but the same debt. So this is how the judges were playing with money in the state court registry, right around the same time that a court clerk pulled out $420,000 in just two withdrawals. But they wanted to cover it all up, because, you see, they can pay kickbacks. You know, Dale Atkins knew what was going on. She was the clerk of court. All the evidence was put in her hands. She didn't do nothing. Because why she didn't do nothing to him is because they were trying to cover up the $420,000 embezzlement scheme. But Bagnaris and Bernard Charbonnet, I can say, and Phil Whitman were involved with embezzlement schemes with the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation. Yeah. And that's all written in court records. Yeah. So, I can definitely prove everything, but I'm just showing you how corrupt it was. The judges that they had in the federal court were the same judges on the studio case. Went hand in hand. Same. Lamel was one of the judges, Wilkinson, Feldman. They refused to get the transcripts from state court. They stopped the U.S. Marshal serving the declaratory judgment for production of state court transcripts that were needed in federal court. They came down the stairs and stopped it right at the clerk of court's office. I mean, how do you do that? That's how corrupt federal court is in state court, because, see, federal court judges could use some favors in CDC for their little mistresses if they have a divorce proceeding. Friends and associates. But hey, you know, this is just something that's happening. But you see, I was talking to some people that didn't know about me. They brought me to speak to these other people that were having like a little meeting. There's a lot of people trying to do things, not just me. I'm just the only one on the air. But I'm going to give them airtime eventually. Yep. So that's what it's about, you know. If you don't get justice, then we're going to talk about it. And we're going to ask why. So I want to know why our soldiers are expected to pay for the transportation cost of retiring bomb-sniffing dogs. Why do they have to pay for it? If our military is having sex change operations paid for, the soldiers, if they want their bomb-sniffing dog when it retires, they got to pay for the transportation costs. But sex changes is on the taxpayers. No, that's how twisted it is. So that's, and I think the children of military families should definitely get free tuition. But you see, they voting with partisan legislation to only give illegal alien and their children free tuition. I mean, it's really upside down. But anyway, I have a guest that I want to speak to. We haven't talked to her in about a month. And so, who I got on? Miss Brenda Malera from Senior Medicare Patrol. And Lieutenant Dan from New York. Okay, I take both of them at the same time. Miss Brenda.
Hello, how are you, Miss Barbara?
Well, I could use a cup of warm tea right now. But, I mean, you know, people are depending on me to blow it out, so that's something that happened. But, and since I last talked to you, you know, I got these crazy phone calls that and if somebody else gets them, you know, that doesn't know better.
Okay.
They would definitely be calling scared. I mean, because it sounds real good. They talk about we've had some fraudulent activities on your card, and you need to call this number. And if you don't, we're going to consider it you doing these fraudulent activities with your card. And this is the law enforcement department of the Federal Reserve.
Wow. Yes. Yeah. Just to remind your audience, I'm with Senior Medicare Patrol, and what we do is we advocate and educate seniors that are on Medicare, and we teach them on how they can protect themselves so they don't become victims of Medicare fraud and healthcare scams. And like you said, phone calls, mailings, also door-to-door visitors or solicitors come, you know, that's how people fall victims to these different scams that are out there, because they will call you, they will sound official, they'll identify themselves as someone, you know, with Social Security or use wording that may confuse you because it sounds so official. And then, you know, they start asking you for personal information and you start giving it out, and that's how they steal either your identity or your medical information to steal from your Medicare account. Mm-hmm. So what we tell our seniors on Medicare, or anyone who is, you don't necessarily have to be a senior to have Medicare, just depending on your qualifications, right? So anyone on Medicare, we just tell them that if someone calls them and they say that they're from Medicare, well, Medicare never calls anyone. They never call to verify information or update information. So right there, you know, that's a red flag and to hang up. But if they start asking you for information about your Medicare number that they needed to, you know, for this or for that, you should just hang up, because you should never give out your medical information or number, your Medicare number, to, you know, to someone on the phone. You don't know who's calling you.
Right.
So it's just something that you should just keep in the back of your head, that if someone's calling you and it just sounds a little too, you know, fishy, or just doesn't sound right, go with your gut and just hang up and say, I don't give out my personal information over the phone. And that can go for anything. I mean, you know, we do, besides healthcare and Medicare fraud, there's so many other types of fraud that goes on. You know, they'll call you and tell you that they're going to come turn off your power because you haven't paid your light bill. They'll tell you that your Social Security number has been you know, just compromised, and because they can't get into it, you need to give it to them and they'll unlock it and all this. Those are just lies for you to feel like something's going on, and that's how they earn your trust, and they'll start asking you for other information and you give it to them. No, protect yourself and do not give out your information and just hang up. Now, if you do give out information or you feel you've been a victim of a Medicare scam or healthcare fraud regarding your Medicare number, you can call us. We are a free resource to you in Louisiana, in Georgia, and in Mississippi. And we will help you figure out what went on for free. Okay, so we're a free resource. If you need us, you can call us at our number 877-272-8720, Monday through Friday, from 8:30 to 4:30, or excuse me, from 8:30 to 5 o'clock in the afternoon, Central Time. Now, this program is in all of the United States. We just sponsor these three states locally. So if you live in a different state besides Georgia, Mississippi, and Louisiana, you can call the national number, which is 877-808-2468, and they will connect you with your local S&P program in your state. So that's pretty much in a
nutshell. Perfect.
What it is that we do.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's perfect. We're going to slide over for a little break, and we're going to come back the tail end of the Beat Exchange. I talked to Lieutenant Dan, too.
Thank you, Mr. Pratt. The drugstore closed at a quarter to nine. I said, I saw you kissing Willie across the fence. I heard you telling Willie I don't have no sense. The way you've been acting is such a drag. You done put me in a trick bag.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best, specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis of Rev Auto Detailing. Rev Auto Detailing Service take complete care of your detail needs. Our motto is restore every vehicle. We offer full details, shampoos, compound, waxes, and polishes. Rev Auto Detailing is open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Our phone number is 504-377-9755. Our monthly contracts include unlimited hand washes. Come see us at 7341 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, Louisiana.
The Edwards Mortgage Group, the Maison Collective, NOLA Title Group, and ARC Insurance Consultants are the ones to call on for all of your home needs. Whether it's mortgages, closing, sales, or insurance, they take care of your home needs, and now they've come together to help take care of the needs of our beloved New Orleans music community by partnering with Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a free webcast live from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge, that features New Orleans musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans that have been impacted by COVID-19. You can join in the funky fun time by simply going to www.funkyuncle.live every Friday night at 7 p.m.
Coming to the Funky Uncle Lounge April 30th, it's Corey Funktet, and on May 7th, Naughty Professor. For more information on how you can support Fridays from the Funky Uncle, go to funkyuncle.live.
WGSO will be holding an online auction to benefit our 75 for 75 campaign beginning on April 15th and running through May 2nd. There will be tons of great items to bid on, including Saints and LSU memorabilia, trips, and much more. The auction will culminate with a two-day radio-a-thon during the weekend of May 1st and 2nd. For more information on the auction and how you can get involved, go to WGSO.com.
This is Roland here for TikTok Cafe. TikTok Cafe is located on I-10 Service Road and Causeway, open 24 hours a day, the place to go when most other places are closed. There is poetry on the wall, God is in the workplace, and everyone treated as family. That's my favorite stop for breakfast and lunch. See you at TikTok Cafe.
Mountain ball and throw me out in the fall.
Yay. So you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans, the tail end of the Beat Exchange. We got Lieutenant Dan here with Miss Brenda Malero. Dan, you're still on the line. We need to know what's going on in Canada with the crazy.
Oh, boy.
Right.
Oh, boy. Yep. Right across the river from me and the lake, some of the worst COVID craziness actually in North America is going on right now. I mean, Ontario, that province has, it's the most populated province in Canada. It has something like 38% of all of the population of Canada lives there. And they have, at this point in the pandemic, which I don't even know if you can even call it that anymore, but at this point, they still have all the school closed, the gyms are closed, restaurants are closed except for takeout. You can't have outdoor gatherings even. Public outcry kind of made it so that they could at least have the playgrounds open for kids. But, you know, but even worse than that, what they do have in place, too, is essentially it's a stay-at-home order. So essentially, it's house arrest. Unless you have a reason to be outside
then
your home.
Can you believe that? Yeah, that's why I said I needed somebody near the border to tell us what's going on when Trudeau was allowing the communist soldiers to do drills right across our border. Well, thank you, Dan. We always know you're going to be letting us know. He can see.
Well, it's getting worse. I mean,
oh Jesus!
Starting today, they're stopping all non-essential travel from other provinces, neighboring provinces into Ontario. And Saturday, they shut down all building projects that are considered non-essential, like building projects on like office towers, hotels, shopping malls, that sort of thing. And what the real scary thing is, though, and this is important for your listeners, because if it happened here, it could potentially happen.
Sure, that's like at the state line. Like when the governor was trying to stop people at the state line. But he won't. But it's okay for us to be a sanctuary state, but stop all the people doing COVID from coming in, you know.
Stop
citizens. You know, he put out that he was not going to sign the constitutional carry. He was going to veto it. They passed the bill with all the Democrats in there. They were able to pass the bill. That's all the governor had to do was to sign it, and he's going to veto it. He's a crazy man. He's covering up for the Stone Bigman law firm and the Charbonnets. Bernie Sarris, too, the former Louisiana Music Commissioner, executive director. You know, I'll hear more about that because he knows what was going on back then when I let it be known that Daniel Lanois bootlegged and pirated both Neville Brothers' record. You see? So somebody knew that I had the evidence to it in that warehouse. So everybody's a player, but I need a new vehicle. I know how to help the Charbonnets. Can you believe I'm this wild? Yeah. I'm going to get even wilder in the future. You know? And so it's like I had to sit through corruption and hope I don't get killed so I could rescue my mother. But, you know, they created this situation that I kept disappearing. I was on drugs, you know, and I drained all the bank accounts. But you see, why I'm so aggravated with the Catholic Archdiocese, they use high-ranking people in the Catholic diocese to sign the successions and the wills and stuff like that. We had the woman with the most pious award signing a fraudulent succession filing and concealing it from me and my sister. So you know, can't bring this up to the Archbishop. Hey, look, Mr. Whitman's an evil man. Judas Matthews in the nursing facility discrediting me for something that St. Bernard wouldn't take care of because they run an identity theft ring out of St. Bernard. Anybody that's targeted, they'll use your name like mine. And they did to me and then just cover it up. And if you don't like it, they'll come beat you up. If you wind up in a hospital like I have a stab wound on my arm. Oh, it doesn't get covered up. They have two nurses that always maintain the person that's been beat up through acts of violence. It's a guy by the name of Randy and a woman by the name of, only know their first names, you know, Bernie. Bernadette was her name. And doing her disciplinary, they didn't do Randy for disciplinary deal because drug money covered up that one, not to be going to the disciplinary hearing for the hospital. He knew that I picked out book and photos. He's the one that left out the stab wound on my arm out of my medical report when I went there after getting assaulted for picking out book and photos. So you get beat up for reporting them to the police, and it's the police telling them that you've reported them to the police. Now, I could prove in my situation that Pullman and Chief Barmy criminally assist this family of professional con artists, the Mackles family. Tiffany Mackles just went in and beat a man, an 85-year-old man, for $1,400. They don't want to follow. She used a government check, took a snapshot of it, then went over by his business, mooning to cash it for her. So the man gets beat for the $1,400, but they don't want to do a police report because he's got to give her notice by certified mail. No, you are playing bank theft with a U.S. government check. You get a police report, and it gets reported to the feds. That's what they're trying to keep from happening with this family. So now that I said it on the air, I saw the picture. I saw the check myself. So that's why I'm talking about it. They cover up for people. This Mackles family, they serial killers of elderly people in St. Bernard, and God only knows where else they've been using them. But, you know, this is the tail end of the beat exchange. I got to say goodnight to Mr. Lieutenant Dan and Miss Malera. I kind of went off. But next week, we're going to be at the 7 o'clock hour, and we have a new show going 5 days a week at 8 o'clock. So the beat exchange will be at 7 o'clock on Mondays starting in May.